Blog Talk Radio.
Of 9-1-1 that everybody forgot about and people weren't even born then. It's really sad. Everybody thinks it's a movie now. They think it starred Sylvester Stallone as a fireman. It is really sad. I'm dedicating my show tonight to a guy who's in Valhalla. His name is J.D. He fought in World War II. He came back a better American than when he left. He took a civil service job that paid a living, and he saved his pennies, and he sent his two beloved sons to good colleges, and they came back less American than when they left. And it used to be very sad because I used to see him at family functions like weddings. And he couldn't wait to talk to me because he was like an outcast in his own home. Come on, Jimmy, don't start talking politics. You're upsetting the boys. And we want to have harmony here. So when he saw me, man, I was like a confessor. And he loved to see me at the wedding receptions. And I loved listening to him because he was the real America. And today what we have is a placebo. And I'm going to give a shout out to a great American. Yes, there are such things as great Americans. And the left hates that when Hannity says you're a great American. They get sick. You know, their green blood boils. But this is to Bob Grant. Bobby, we don't know what's happening, baby. We don't know if you've got a medical situation or they're sort of weeding you out. We see changes in Cumulus. They're getting rid of Rush Limbaugh and Hannity, and you could be also on that that list of subversives. And if that's the case, I told you, and I don't know if you read your emails, but I sent you one. I said, you can have my show for 3 hours a day. I'll just say hello, and you can do the rest. So, though they beat you and they curse you, by the living God that made you, you're a better man than they are, Bob Grant. That's from Rudyard Kipling's Gunga Din. Anyway, I just wanted to let you know that there are a whole bunch of fans out there that miss you and love you because you're a real American. So I'm going to give you a couple of blogs that I wrote while the world was changing. And the first one I've got in front of me is the question, who did KGB agent Snowden leave behind? Notice how the communists all rally around the rat. The rat is a Snowden and all his little followers. Oh, he was honoring his Second Amendment rights, and he was looking out for America. Bullshit. He betrayed his country. He is worse than the Rosenbergs. And he played a little game. Where did he run to? He ran to only communist nations. He is a KGB agent and has been one for a long time. He probably ate KGB Cheerios as a kid. So don't tell me this guy is a hero. Many people will die because of him, and he should get the same treatment that Jane Fonda should have gotten, and that was old Sparky up in Sing Sing. So having said that, now that I've vented my spleen, let me go to the liver. So, welcome to the expert opinions of Abu Tam, protector of freedom and beautiful women. Wake up, O useless Abe, and face the communist facts that when the wall came down, the KGB came in. Can you imagine Obama going up against the KGB agent? A community organizer is facing off against a guy that can get plutonium into a cup of tea in London? Are you kidding me, man? Are you kidding me? Surely you don't believe that Snowden only had one whistle. Nobody gets that close to military secrets unless they have help and a team coach. That's right. Who did he leave behind? The other Jane Fonda, who leaked 740,000 memos to Al-Qaeda and never got anyone killed, my ass. Not so Private Manning, who now wants as his reward a sex change operation and has taken the name Chelsea Clinton under the Democamo DOJ hobo sexual rule. Don't squeak, don't leak, accept secrets. Can we deny his request and form it to affirmative action Democamo pervert party chaplain, still a major Hassan? Psychological advisor to returning troops suffering mental fatigue. You wonder what his recommendations were. Guaranteed it was not, say, five Hail Marys. And that's for the 25,000 Catholics. Is it 250,000? I think it might be 250,000 Catholics in the U.S. military, who are now under Pentagon purge. Yep. Nero is running at the Pentagon, or as I call it, the Pentagram. Can we deny his request? Yeah. Imagine this guy is a shrink to returning GIs. It was probably his recommendation was, why don't you drink haram juice, do drugs, and kill as many Americans as I will do tomorrow at my Occupy Wall Street demonstration. Say the magic words and get 72 virgins, 80 with a coupon. All the more reason to give him Manning's a sex change operation. To conclude, we are more vulnerable today than ever in the history of the USA. I heard somebody today say we're stronger than ever before. Man, are you sick? You're sick. Take that brain of yours and go right to the morgue. It's terrible. To conclude, we are more vulnerable today than ever in the history of the USA. Our three greatest weaknesses are intelligence, the ability to negotiate, and you can see that's going on right now, and unity. This did not happen just by accident, but by design. Those who divide us will destroy us. A six-year-old today will be eligible for the draft in 12 years. No draft, you say? And tell that to the French, who were pulled off the streets in World War I in suits and sent in taxicabs to plug holes at the front. Never can happen. Happens all the time. It is not finished yet, but the WTC replacement has taken 12 years to be built by this generation. The Empire State Building took 1 year and is still standing, and nobody had a hard hat. How many tiers and years will the new WTC last? You know that tower is designed for. That tower is in Al-Qaeda plans to come down again. So, what can you do about it? You can watch YouTube, SEAL Team 6, Sacrificed. YouTube, a copy of Benghazi 911 call. You might want to, if you can't find it easy, just to YouTube, copy of 911, Benghazi 911 call, Abutom, A-B-U-T-O-M. YouTube, flag burners of record. You might as well get to see the new Communist Party. YouTube, American Crossroads, and YouTube, to Save the Kids, Spirit of America Party radio show. And I have a little note that mentions the bow shot boys. Obama used the bow shot, where he fired a shot across their bow. The last termite that I heard say that was Chuck Schumer. He used it on two occasions in fighting political battles. We fired a shot across their bow. That's all these guys can do, is a fire a shot across the bow. Okay, so having said that, I'm going to give you a tune, and when I come back, our next topic will be Pelosi's Rocky Road to Peace in Benghazi. I mean, no, Peace in Damascus, I'm sorry. Let's see if we can give you a nice tune here. Ooh wee, ooh ooh ooh. I can't give you that one. I'll give you this one. This one's nice. 1,000,000 to 1. That's our chances of survival.
Chances that you were a million.
Okay, I was going to read Pelosi's Rocky Road to Peace in Damascus, but being that we're coming up on 9-1-1, I'm going to put that on the back burner. It'll come up next round, and I wanted to treat you to a salute to all who died on 9-1-1. There are millions of 9-10 so-called Americans who never served, never cared, and spew anti-American lies all day long. Not one would last a day on their own in any other country. They are despised by the people they pretend to care for. They hate the shelter country they live in for being strong. They think they can negotiate on their knees on a blood-soaked carpet in front of a cockpit door with Khalid the Virgin counter. There are at least 49,000 9-1-1 Americans missing limbs. It is their lifetime souvenir for loving their country and protecting their loved ones, including you and me. Most likely, the IEDs that tore their bodies and burned their eyes out came from Russia, China, Iran, and many were assembled in Syria using Iranian copper lugs. Yet the party of death sent 41 demo camos and Nancy Pelosi's private government jet to visit with Bashar al-Assad and the mosque where it said that Jesus will return and for 40 days kill all the Jews. The Prophet Mohammed guaranteed religious freedom to the Coptic Christians for standing with him as Christians. Today, Islamo-Camos violate his promise. We have a loser president who shot his mouth off one too many times and now has to back up his false promises. Our lack of intelligence and inability to negotiate leaves us helpless. Assad has to go quickly, and our own investigation team has to confirm that Saddam's bath party, which is Assad's bath party, that Saddam's weapons are at the corner of Kerry Lane and Kennedy Boulevard in Damascus. Do it quickly and get out of there. Assad has to pay for every GI casualty in this communist jihad. YouTube, American Crossroads. YouTube, Save the Kids. YouTube, copy of 911 Benghazi 911 call. YouTube, flag burners of record. Website, if you want to see Three Stooges sitting with Bashar al-Assad. www.mediacrapmatters.us. www.captainsblog.us. And www.spiritofamericapartyradioshow.com. And for all you guys out there, you 911 Americans, this tribute that I'm going to play right now is dedicated to all the fathers who died on 911.
boy, he'd take me walking by mountain, field, and stream. And he'd show me things not known to kings, and secret between him and me, like the colors of the pheasant as he rises in the dawn. And how to fish and make a wish beside the holly tree. I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memory lingers on, and I miss him, the old man. I thought he'd live forever. He seemed so big and strong, but the minutes fly and the years roll by for a father and his son. And suddenly, when it happened, there was so much left unsaid. No second chance to tell him thanks for everything he's done. I never will forget him, for he made me what I am. Though he may be gone, memory lingers on, and I miss him, the old man.
#911 is coming up again, and again, and again. Obama has the wrong generals. It is not that they are not a very nice men. Guys who are opposed to owning a gun should go shooting and practice. Gals need guns more than men do. I don't call them guns. I call them mind changers. Does NSA have Hillary's MRI results? What a warrior. She said, "We came, we saw, we killed him." Was that Gaddafi or Ambassador Stevens? One nation under God, heaven and earth under Tim Tebow. My prediction is Al Jazeera. Yes, this is the premiere of Al Jazeera. They moved from my cable from 174 to 114. They're one click away from Fox. My prediction is Al Jazeera will take 45% of the audience share of the C networks. C network stands for communist networks. NBC, ABC, CNN, CBS. But they'll only take 10% of Fox, and Fox will get those viewers back eventually. Viewers like me will click back and forth to compare notes. I think I'm already seeing signs of the race card playing. I hope they don't go there. Then it would become another propaganda network, and we have at least four of those already. The communist networks. Anything with a C in it is a communist network. Always be communist, ABC. Nothing but communist, NBC. Communist news network, CNN. Communist brutality system, CBS. Now, we're talking about 911, and the next tune I have is a tribute to all the ladies. I was watching reviews of 911 the other night, and they mentioned a girl named Melissa. And there was a girl, and I might have confused her with this Melissa, because Melissa, who died on the 88th floor, got to talk to her mother and say goodbye. But I thought there was another Melissa who had to leave a message on her mother's answering machine. And she said, "Goodbye, I love you." And I said in my book, Spirit of America Party, that I'll bet you her mother plays that answering machine over and over and over. So for the ladies, here's a tune in Gaelic. It says, "My darling." I hear the talk show host tonight talking about war, and the common comment is the American people are tired of war. Let me tell you something. The American people aren't fighting a war. They have nothing to be tired about. Less than 1% of the nation defends this country. Less than 1% of the nation. Let me tell you, if they brought the draft back tomorrow, the buses, the Greyhounds to Canada would be full. It is really sad. And there's another comment that is made that drives me up a wall, but I'll cover that in a minute or two. It's really those, and well, I'll mention it when I cover it because I got it written down and I want to read it in context. Obama's a speech. Oh, he mentioned our brave fighting forces, but he didn't tell you that his brave fighting forces just got a pay cut, a compliments of Obama. They're supposed to get a pay raise of 1.8. They're getting 1% instead. And I just wondered, the cost of an aircraft carrier to go on safari in Africa, along with 52 vehicles, about 5 Hercules planes, a giant entourage, including a sniper team in case a leopard attacked Obama, that cost $100 million. Couldn't he have said, skip that trip, give me the $100 million, I'm going to spread it among 2 million troops. Maybe everybody will get a 10 spot. Wouldn't that be nice? Instead of throwing money down a drain like a drug addict that snorts cocaine, which is big business today. You can get a franchise pretty soon when they legalize drugs. I never saw so many guys with glaucoma. We're in trouble, man. We're on a downhill slide. We are not our grandfather's grandsons and daughters. So Obama gave a speech tonight, and of course it inspired me to get a bath bag. All 45 goals of the Communist Party have been reached. America is like a guy who is the only guy not doing his girl. He is waiting for the marriage. Putin is sharing power with Obama, but only U.S. power. Benghazi was to buy time for Assad. And never forget the great hunter who got Obama bin Laden. Oh, I'm sorry, Osama. I get the two terrorists mixed up. The great hunter took 4 months. He gave Osama 4 months to get away. And as a reward for helping America, some poor Pakistani doctor gets the soles of his feet beat every day for breakfast. Yes. And he's probably down to 80 pounds in a Pakistani jail. But Obama is used to leaving people on the battlefield. He left the boys in Benghazi, and I'm dying to find out about... They're probably hoping that one survivor that was also up on another rooftop who waited 20 hours to be rescued and has been moved around in hospitals with his name changed with every hospital they shove him into, and has been made to sign a non-disclosure agreement that he won't tell the truth when he's asked by Congress. They're probably hoping this guy gets an infection. They're probably moving him to hospitals that have big staph infections. It is unbelievable, man. I'm waiting for this guy to come out. I hope he comes out, and I hope he's got a hammer and enough coffin nails to seal the fate of Hillary Clinton, General Dempsey, Admiral Lemon, Leon Pinheda, and everybody else that was an accomplice to the murder of two. Two died in combat, and two were murdered. The last two were murdered, and this one hanger on was supposed to be murdered too. And I hope he comes out, and I hope he lights the fire of freedom under their feet. So, what have I got to say here? All 45 goals of the Communist Party have been reached. You got to Google a 45 goals of the Communist Party. It was read into the congressional record in 1962. America is like a guy who is the only guy not doing his girl. He is waiting for the marriage. Putin is sharing power with Obama, but only U.S. power. Benghazi was to buy time for Assad. And things quiet down. Let me see here. by Assad is giving up obsolete weapons to save his throne. After the losers pull out and things quiet down, Assad will be given new WMDs, including nukes, by Iran, Russia, North Korea, and China. After the inspectors pull out, Obama has lost all American gains accomplished by 911 Americans. Beware of politicians who use cliches like blood and treasure. We are the strongest nation on the face of the earth. Let us have a moment of silence instead of a moment of prayer. Do you swear to tell the whole truth, so help you? Only the UN can save us now, and you don't need guns. The SS will protect you. Obama talked about babies gassed in Syria. I call your attention to the 200 babies crushed on 911 and were never counted. I always wish that the families who lost their daughters who were pregnant on 911 would have chosen a name for that baby and put it on the wall, insisted that it go on the wall. But you see, they can't do that because the party of death doesn't recognize the fetus. Fetuses are not human. Yes, can you believe they're still telling that lie 40 years later with all of the scientific advancements? I call your attention to the 4,700 American babies tortured and killed today, and tomorrow another 4,700 babies will be tortured and killed, paid for by our tax blood money. They call it Obamacare. Planned slaughterhood alone kills 3,000 babies a day, 1,200 white, 1,100 black, 700 Latino niños. Now, what do you think the percentage is as a threat to the health of the mother? It's the same percentage as recovery from heroin, less than 1%. Bush lost 4,700 Americans in Iraq, but he won. Obama turned Iraq into a gain for Iran, wasting the sacrifice of those valiant 4,700. 49,000 Americans lost limbs, many to Syrian IEDs with Iranian copper lugs. No one mentions that as a reason to kill Assad. Bush never lost a SEAL team. See YouTube, SEAL Team 6 is sacrificed. Bush never would have gone to Benghazi. Bush never would have fired a warrior general just because he called him a wuss and replaced him with a yes man. Bush covered his lack of experience with seasoned experts. Obama covers up with party cronies. Bush lost 461 troops in Afghanistan over 8 years. Obama to date has lost 2,500 hidden in the Quisling press, disguised as NATO troops. Everybody thinks they're being buried in Holland. They're being buried in the USA, very quietly, no attention, not like Bush. Bush lost one. The mother of that warrior had 17 microphones in her face when she opened her door. How does it feel that your son was killed under George Bush? But no, under Obama, they're NATO troops. Oh, they were buried in Holland, I think. Yeah, he's clever, man. When he kills Americans, he's real clever. Yeah, how's that blood clot coming, Hillary? Yep. So, Bush lost 461 troops in Afghanistan over 8 years. Obama to date has lost 2,500. Obama has yet to run out of Afghanistan. That's going to be another Mogadishu mile. You see how many Al-Qaeda are in Syria? You see how many Hezbollah are in Syria? Wait till you see what turns up in Afghanistan to kill retreating American losers as the TV terrorists paint that jihad final victory, and you know that's what they're going to do. Obama has lost the Middle East. Israel stands alone. And Saudi Arabia has no choice but to nuke up, just like Japan will soon come to the same conclusion. YouTube, Save the Kids, YouTube, American Crossroads. So, having said that, and the last leg, the last tribute for 911 is for the kids. I remember how quick Thanksgiving came up that year. And I remember how quick people, wives were smelling pillows just for a trace of what used to put his head on that pillow. And I remember the empty dining room, a table at Christmas time, that empty chair that was reserved for a loved one. And I coined a challenge coin, and on the back of it, it says, 911, we forget nothing, in New York speak. And this country showed its true colors when everybody signed up to go get Al-Qaeda. And you know what? As soon as they signed up, they took their penwriting hand and they tied it behind their back. And they ran all kinds of pro-Muslim propaganda, lies, communist lies. Jimmy from Brooklyn says, in the Muslim glove is a communist hand. And he could be right. He could be right. And he's sick watching what's going on tonight. He says Americans have no idea how many freedoms they've lost and what a threat communism is. He says nobody gets it. And you know why? He claims they don't get it because they all think that Ronald Reagan saved a democracy when the wall came down. But he believes when the wall came down, that's a faint weakness and regained strength. And that's a communist tactic. And no community organizer is going to best a KGB agent who's trained in winning. And when the communists win, they win. And when they lose, they win. This president has no alternative plan. He's playing it by polls. And Putin is playing for keeps. So this next tune is dedicated to all the kids who lost a mother or a father on 911. And may God bless you and make you strong, because your ancestors are cheering for you.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman.
Let me just tell you before the song begins why I picked In Dreams by Roy Orbison. Roy Orbison was in London doing a show and he got word that his house burned down with his entire family in it. And I like to think that he wrote this song as a tribute to his family, and it spills over to the families of the 911 victims. And that's why I picked In Dreams by Roy Orbison. Listen to the words.
A candy-colored clown they call the Sandman tiptoes to my room every night, just to sprinkle stardust and to whisper, go to sleep, everything is all right. I close my eyes. Dream.
Thinking about a guy that was in my store one day right after 9-1-1, and he had a brother that was a captain who had lost 10 guys, and he had to go give 10 eulogies at 10 different funerals. And right after that, he put in his papers and he moved to Florida. He was totally broken. It is really sad. Just before the dawn, I awake and find you gone. And tonight is the eve of 9-1-1. So tonight was those victims' last night's sleep on earth. And you better pray that there is a heaven and a God. And in the song, he says, what does he say? I say a silent prayer. Beware of a moment of silence, because when the atheists are quoted, what they're really saying is they're going to muzzle you. So when you be careful of who calls for a moment of silence, and turn it into a moment of loud prayer. And this way, you'll know who the bad guys are. So now, having said that, let me jump into something else. We've got 12 minutes left. I'm going to mention something. Trayvon Martin, the sacrificial lamb of the Communist Party, who knows how to play the race card better than Al Sharpton. Divide and conquer is the name of the game. And certain elements in this country have been infiltrated. You wouldn't believe how far back communism goes. Did you know that before communism took over Russia, there was an attempt to take it over in Germany? I never knew that. Do you know that there were communists that had Lincoln's ear? And one of them was a general. But I can't remember his name. All I know is he was German. And he made general under Lincoln. You Google it, you'll probably get a better story than I could tell you. But here's something that bothers me. I'm watching this Zimmerman, and I think he's under a lot of pressure. I think he's deliberately under a lot of pressure because they're trying to force him to snap. And what gives me that clue, before his wife came out and denounced him, He had been stopped in 3 states driving his vehicle. And I don't call that a coincidence. I call that a design. And I wouldn't be surprised if Eric Holder has a hand in it. Eric Holder, the murderer of 50,000 to 70,000 Mexicans and was never brought to trial. Eric Holder, the bagman for Bill Clinton, who packaged the Mark Rich pardon and was never charged and brought to trial. Of course, when they swear you win, they say, do you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? So help yourself. Help yourself to anything. So now they're trying to break Zimmerman, the Latino. and the media wouldn't call him a Latino because they don't want racial disharmony between Latinos and blacks. But if you go into any prison, there's three groups of people, white, black, and Latino, and they stay to themselves and kill the other group. So, but the communists are trying to keep the blacks and the Latinos together, so they labeled Zimmerman as a white man. So, Trayvon, Fast and Furious, the ACLU, and Obama's losses. Let me take a sip of booze. It's really not booze. But Trayvon was a hoodie. If it was booze, I'd be talking different. Trayvon was a hoodie up to no good. Instead of slipping away into the night, he thought Zimmerman was easy pickings. The exploiters of freedom won't rest until this Latino is dead. I believe he is being followed by Eric Himmler Holder. He has been pulled over in too many states, too many times. The media is Holder's accomplice. Wherever there are Latinos to be killed, you will find Eric Holder. 2,200 guns delivered to narco-communist terrorists was enough of firepower to arm four regiments of ruthless killers. You saw what seven terrorists did to seven Syrian soldiers. The media hid the murders of 50,000 to 70,000 innocent Mexicans to protect the communist warmongers, Obama and Holder. You could say Obama is aiding the overthrow of the Mexican government, yet he went to Libya to protect Syria. Libya was no threat, only a diversion. He also gave bin Laden 4 months to get away. Our only ally was a Pakistani doctor that Obama left to rot on the battlefield. If he can do that to an ally, what will he do to Navy SEALs like Woods and Daugherty? Demo camos get you into war and leave you to die on the battlefield. And that no truer words were never spoken. You can go all the way back to FDR. FDR said, no American troops will fight in Europe. And I know guys that were stationed in the military in Ireland, ready to go, before Pearl Harbor. Demo camos get you into war and leave you to die on the battlefield. Nam is the classic example. They let 59,000 Americans die in a limited war, limited by cowards. And those 59,000 are on a wall in Washington. And the president that got us into that war was assassinated. And the follow-up president walked off the battlefield, choosing never to run again. And when it was all becoming undone, and the political party of the Democrats was unraveling, and even the left was attacking the Democrats, they decided to turn to Nixon for help. And Nixon put an end to the war, and 5 seconds after Nixon was sworn in and promised to end the war, the Democrats blamed him for the entire war, just like they blamed Bush for the fall of the Clinton Towers, one for Bill, one for Hillary. Yes, you forgot 1993, bin Laden took his first shot, and Bill Clinton was worried about his image, and that's all he cared about. Oh, but he gave us the greatest economy. Yes, and we all bought coffins with them, with the money. Demo camos get you into war and leave you to die on the battlefield. Bush won Iraq. Obama lost Iraq. Bush lost 461 men in Afghanistan over 8 years. Obama has lost 2,500 hidden by the press, classified as NATO troops. That's not counting SEAL Team 6 covered up as a chopper crash. YouTube, a SEAL Team 6 sacrificed. 50 Americans backshot and one had his throat slit teaching kids to play basketball. Bush had 2 wars and won both. Obama has 5 wars, Iraq, Libya, Egypt, Syria, Afghanistan. Make that 6. His biggest war is against the USA. Why would he seize the guns of law-abiding citizens? He intends to kill them. That is a lie. Our president loves us and will defend us. I saw how great he was in the movie Mars Strikes. Besides, we have Rambo, who won the Vietnam War. We also have the best intelligence, thanks to Matt Damon, Citizen Snowden, and Chelsea Clinton Manning. We have generals and admirals working round the clock like Dumpster Dempsey and Admiral Lemon, who just won the Congressional Earrings of Honor. General Petraeus, no one can blackmail him just because he had a surge. General Topless Allen, who can say Salam Aleikum? They are purging Christianity out of the military, directly from the Pentagram. If George Patton walked into the Pentagon tomorrow, all you would hear is gunshots and people jumping out of windows. YouTube, flag burners of record. YouTube, save the kids. YouTube, American crossroads. Here's a headline. Small Florida town must take the cross down. The communist atheists always target the helpless. Back to the days when Stalin exterminated the Ukraine. They select helpless communities that have no fight-back money, and they sick their communist dogs on them. Not being able to finance a defense, they have no choice but to capitulate. Today it is the cross. Tomorrow it will be the flag. I know an 80-year-old veteran living in a New York City co-op who was told to take his flag down that he was flying from his windowsill. And when I asked this freedom fighter why he surrendered, he told me they threatened to take my parking spot away. Who will take his place when he goes to Valhalla? No one. America has been destroyed from within. 41 demo commos licked the ankles of the biggest IED distributor in the Middle East. And that's why Pelosi needed a bigger plane. She said it was to fly back and forth every day to San Francisco. But it was really to fly to Syria and lick the ankles of Bashar al-Assad, the murderer of Prime Minister of Lebanon, Rafiq Hariri. And when they blew his car up, the hole was so big they had to go down with ladders to get the body parts. Probably the same explosives that were used to kill the Marines in Beirut, Lebanon. And here's a real sad story. Of the names that will be read tomorrow is the name of fireman. I think his first name is John. His last name is Chipura. Chipurra. He survived the barracks bombing in Beirut. And he gave up his life at the bombing of the World Trade Center. How sad. And his name is on a flag in my church. There are 47 names on that American flag. Okay, so having said that, I just want to mention that Neil Cavuto defended John McCain for being a war hero. Very good. And I agree with you 100%, but what he's doing now is terrible. But if you want to go back to his war hero days, Cavuto did McCain justice. Just ask him to raise his hands over his head. He can't do it. That is a Hollywood souvenir, courtesy of the Jane Fonda workout. And Jane Fonda should have gotten the electric chair. Jane qualifies for a firing squad and the Jane Fonda VC spittoon, the Hawk Tui. I'm going to give you another tune. And maybe I'll give you In Flanders Fields.
Hi, you boys and girls. It's Captain Boycott. Welcome to the Spirit of America Party book.com. And I just wanted to share this little poem with you. My brother sent it to me. He took it off a wall in Fort Campbell, Kentucky. Fort Bragg, North Carolina. And it's a poem about World War One, and it's written by a Canadian officer and doctor, and who had just watched a young man die. and as he officiated at the burial ceremony, which took place almost at the battlefield, he jotted down this poem, and a mailman had come by, a fellow trooper had come by who was delivering the mail, and he read it to him, and they both felt it was a pretty decent poem. And what happened was he didn't think so he crumpled it up and he threw it in a ditch, and somebody picked it up and they sent it to the London Times, who rejected it, but another newspaper picked it up and printed it, and today it's well known throughout the world, and the poem is called In Flanders Fields. And it's a good reminder, as George Patton says, that the war has been going on since the beginning of time, and war will continue to go on until the end of time. In Flanders Fields. In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow. And if you ever seen these little poppies, sometimes outside of churches, veterans sell them to remind you of the losses that we incurred in World War I, along with the Canadians and the British and the Germans and the French. And that was supposed to be the war to end all wars. In Flanders Fields, the poppies blow, between the crosses, row on row, that mark our place, and in the sky, the larks still bravely singing fly, scarce heard amid the guns below. We are the dead, short days ago, we lived, felt dawn, saw sunset glow, loved and well loved, and now we lie in Flanders Fields. Take up our quarrel with the foe. To you from falling hands we throw. The torch be yours to hold it high. If you break faith with us who die, we shall not sleep, though poppies grow in Flanders Fields. So that's from one warrior to another, and you can pass that on through the Spirit of America.
My country, 'tis of thee, sweet land of liberty, of thee I sing. Land where my fathers died, land of the pilgrim's pride, from every mountainside, let
I'll give you this one real quickly. I don't have a list of the names of the 41 communists who visited Demo Camo headquarters in Damascus, but Nancy Pelosi has the manifest from her trip to Syria, where she, wearing a hijab, visited the Holy Mosque, where Jesus will return to and for 40 days will kill all the Jews. Just like Viet Congress mice Banya Thompson and McDermott, who visited Saddam Hussein hoping to get gifts, Nancy insisted that as sneaker of the house, she was entitled to a super jumbo jet with a nice bar. I joke and say she never forgave Bush for killing her two sons, Uday and Kusei. In 2007, this is by Deborah Saunders, Pelosi's Rocky Road to Peace in Damascus. In 2007, then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi led a congressional visit to Damascus, where she met with Syrian butcher Bashar al-Assad. We came in friendship, hope, and determined that the road to Damascus is a road to peace, Pelosi famously proclaimed. She met with Assad in defiance of then George W. Bush and his efforts to isolate Syria for their role as a state sponsor of terror. Now Pelosi supports the use of military force against Damascus. I asked Pelosi as she visited the high-tech firm square in San Francisco on Wednesday, what changed her famous proclamation? Since then, this regime has used chemical weapons on its people, she responded. Opposition to chemical weapons is a pillar of U.S. society. Go on, fight for me. Yeah. U.S. intelligence officials report that they assess with high confidence that the Syrian government carried out the chemical weapon attack against opposition element in the Damascus suburbs. Yeah, those kids can be a big opposition element. An estimated 1,429 are dead, including at least 426 children. What's 426 children? What's the big deal? We kill 4,700 a day, and we don't even call them children. They have no rights. They're just absentee ballots. They can't get the ballot out. Yeah, we are a great nation, aren't we? We're hypocrites, man. We're the biggest hypocrites in the world. This intelligence, Pelosi told reporters, is solid, unlike the intelligence supporting the case for war against Iraq. Nancy, tomorrow is 9/11, the anniversary. Tomorrow night, as the sun goes down, bring yourself back, what is it, 11 years now, 12 years? Bring yourself back to 2001, the night of 2001, and tell me how many people were under the bed or sitting on the toilet waiting for Osama's other shoe to drop. There wasn't a plane in the sky. The only vapor trail was the vapor that was rising to God in the fumes of the 9/11 Holocaust, the DNA dust that 910 New Yorkers the next day complained was on their windowsill and complained to the Environmental Protection Agency. Yes, some people just don't get it. Yeah. So what else does she say here? Pelosi also said she opposes putting U.S. boots on the ground. You know how the Democrats will get around that? They'll make the troops wear sneakers. We never put boots on the ground. They are the worst, man. They get you into war. They leave you on a battlefield and they'll cover up. They'll blame you for it. This isn't about going to war. It's about not ignoring the use of chemical weapons with a strategic strike. Under an acceptable congressional resolution, said Pelosi, U.S. military force would be finite in duration. It's tailored. It's targeted. It's over. Yeah, like Hillary Clinton's Benghazi statement. We came, we saw, we killed him. And I see tonight that Samantha Powers is preaching more lies to cover up for Obama. I'm waiting for somebody to say, why did you attack Syria? Oh, it was about a pornographic video that offended the Muslim people. What was the name of the video? Pelosi does Damascus. You know, that guy is still in jail, the guy they set up. Oh, man. You don't think they're not out there to get the Zimmerman? They can't wait till Zimmerman blows his brains out. Oh, and Zimmerman's wife came out and she accused him of, she said he was no good. He was spoiled. He was selfish. And she just got convicted of perjury and for withholding money that she told a bail judge that she didn't have. I think it was 50 grand. She didn't have it. And you know what? And she said to the judge, and don't tell George. Yeah. And she set George up, and she went on CNN. They welcomed her. Oh, they licked her sandals. They welcomed her. Get Zimmerman, the white man. Zimmerman, the white man who speaks Spanish. Yeah. Unbelievable, man. So, let's see what this woman says. It's tailored, it's targeted, it's over. Never have the drums of non-war sounded so softly. They're like the San Francisco fog coming in on a little cat on little cat feet. There's a spurge of outrage followed by a long list of no-can-dos. I share Pelosi's outrage at Assad's use of chemical weapons. It's about time she saw through Assad. I told you tonight, Assad is going to give these weapons up, and when everybody goes away, Russia will give him new weapons. Did you know that the Russians call all the obsolete hardware they give to the Middle East and Africa, you know what they call it? They call it monkey hardware. Monkey weapons. And you know what Putin said about Obama? He's a monkey with a hand grenade. And then they said, oh, hey, Putin didn't say that. Some of the other Russians said it. Yeah, some of the other Russians said it. And then the press here, the communist press here, covered it up. They said the West. He was referring not to, to Obama, the monkey. He was calling the West a monkey. Yeah, okay. Have it your way. But I know when we lose that this country is too good to, for us to be allowed to stay here, I will probably go to a salt mine. But I got a feeling, I don't know, there's not too many blacks in Russia. There's not too many blacks in China. I wonder where they're going to go. Yeah, you think about that, brother. One day you may be calling me brother, and I will be calling you brother, because that's all we have is each other. And those who divide us will destroy us. They will play you like a fiddle. Beware of those who say they care. The heart never lies. The lips can say anything. So, I fully appreciate why Democrats and Republicans would support President Obama in his drive to strike back at the Assad regime for gassing its own people. The thing I worry about, Al-Qaeda is so heavily infiltrated into that. You've got the, once again, it's like Democrats and Republicans, who to vote for, the lesser of two evils. You've got Assad, who protects the Christians. You've got Al-Qaeda, who is going to kill all those Christians. But Assad is killing, he is killing whole villages. So what do you do? I say in a case like that, you can't pick the lesser of two evils. You got to kill both sides. I also fully appreciate why Democrats and Republicans would support Obama. But I don't see how Pelosi's idea of non-war helps Syrians or the United States. Secretary of State John Kerry told senators they must ask themselves, what's the risk of doing nothing? This is the guy that testified before, marched. This guy had a campaign office next to the Soviet American Friendship Society in New York. How's that? This is the guy that threw his medals over the wall in protest of an unjust war, And now he's the Genghis Khan of the State Department. And he's out there saying one thing, and Obama is double-crossing him. Secretary of State told senators, what's the risk of doing nothing? And I asked, what's the risk of doing not much of anything? When the top House Democrat argues that morality demands U.S. military action, but only if it's short and sweet, she has denounced a military withdrawal before the first bomb drops. No matter what Pelosi says about how an attack is not a real war, it will feel like a war in Syria, and who wants to die in a military strike designed not to change the country leadership but to make a point? Even the Stalinist newspaper, the New York Times, reported some insiders believe that a cosmetic attack would help rejuvenate Mr. Assad's fortunes, at least temporarily, adding to the decades-long list of confrontations with the West in which Syria has prevailed merely by waiting out the uproar by surviving. Yeah, there's two people that are going to survive. Maybe we should trade Obama for Assad. Assad has outlasted Egypt's Hosni Mubarak, who was betrayed by us. The guy, whatever his faults were, he was loyal to his agreement with Israel and the United States. And for that alone, we should have pulled him out of there so that the Al-Qaeda could not torture him every day. But America has set an example of running out on its allies, and that's why the allies are not, they definitely don't trust Obama. You know, they could live with a Bush, but they can't live, they're going to die with an Obama. Assad has outlasted Egypt's Hosni Mubarak and Libya's Muammar Gaddafi. When Muammar Gaddafi saw Bush's military making a right-hand turn into Saddam's palace 27 days after the war started, coming out of a storm, a sandstorm, and lynching Saddam and gunning down Uday and Qusay and displaying their bodies at the airport, Gaddafi said, Hey, guys, I'm your friend. Look, come on in, take all these weapons out of here. I don't want them. I bought them on special. I don't need them anymore. I'm out of that game. And so what did we do? We picked the weakest and we bullied him to death. And as a result, Al-Qaeda picked the weakest Americans and gave the ambassador the same treatment that the Libyans gave Gaddafi. And the word sodomized was deleted from all news and media within 24 hours. You got to watch the 5-minute news that you read underneath the little bylines, because you'll never see it again. You only see it once. Assad has outlasted Egypt and Libya. He's tangling with two people, Pelosi and Obama. So with little resolve, they are arguing about whether Obama himself drew a verbal red line in the use of chemical weapons. The only red line is being drawn now is by Comrade Putin. So having said that, I'm going to sign off. I've given you my best tonight. And let me see if I can find a nice tune that... You know that Christianity is under attack by a handful of atheists. You know how many atheists are in the U.S. military? 7,900. And they're going to change the entire religious makeup of the U.S. military. They're going to change the entire makeup of 2 million fighting men. Because under communism, the majority is the slave and the minority is the ruler. So let me see if I can find. I got a Star Spangled Banner, but it's 48 minutes long. Let me see if I can find it, if it starts off right. I've got two. I got a Star Spangled Banner that starts with taps, and it has 47 scratches in it. It's on a vinyl record, and it was made by the original cast of World War II. And boy, I wish those guys were here today, because they would clean up this country in a heartbeat. Instead, we are all little party apparatchiks under surveillance by the communists. And in case I didn't tell you, the Democrat Party is no longer the Democrat Party. It is the Communist Party. It has no God, kills children, votes to burn the flag, and sells drugs for tax money. The mafia is embarrassed by the Democrats. So here's the Star Spangled Banner, no taps.